Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make Easy EdTech integration a possibility in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books, like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. If you're listening to this on your phone or computer, take a screenshot and share it on social media with one takeaway from today. Make sure to tag at Class Tech Tips so I can see what you are most excited about. This week's podcast is titled, Five Favorite YouTube Channels for Teachers. YouTube is a dynamic online space used in lots of different ways. Although you might hear students talking about making TikTok videos instead of YouTube videos, this is a space for student creators and consumers of all age levels. When someone says, "I'm going to Google to find the answer," they often use Google interchangeably with a verb, the simple action of searching for something. You might have heard someone say, "I'll YouTube it," or some variation of this phrase too. And we know what they mean, that they want to find a video related to their question or their interest. Although heading over to YouTube with a topic in mind is often how we use this space, it's also important to know what is out there and available, so we can search with a purpose, but also have a better understanding of all of the options. In today's episode, we'll tackle the second part of that idea. Yes, you can search with a purpose, with your keyword looking for that perfect video, but let's get a better understanding of what is out there and available for us. Now, I could spend the whole day talking about YouTube and video content. If you're interested in video playlists and using and creating them this year, check out episode 34 of the Easy EdTech podcast. I'll link to some other YouTube resources in the show notes for this episode, which you can find on the podcast page of my website, classtechtips.com/podcast. So today we'll focus on five of my favorite resources on YouTube, specifically five favorite YouTube channels for teachers. Let's start off with that word channel. A YouTube channel is essentially all of the videos created by one YouTube account. Sometimes they'll break these down or organize them into categories, but the channel is where all of their videos live. When you go to YouTube, whether you use a mobile app, search on a web browser, or open it up on an app on a classroom Apple TV, you can search by keyword. To find a user or channel, you can do an advanced search or simply type in the name of the channel into the normal search bar, and typically the YouTube channel will pop up as one of the first results. First up on the list is Edutopia. Now, I'm a big fan of Edutopia and have written lots of guest blog posts for their website. In addition to their more traditional written content, they have a fantastic YouTube channel. With almost 600 videos, the folks at YouTube have hundreds of videos for you to explore and share with colleagues. Since each one of them has a link, it's real easy to find something you love and then share that link either in a social space or in an email to a teacher that you work with. As a big fan of their work, I know that video is a large component of what they offer teachers. I've had the chance to blog for Edutopia and even visit their offices in California a few times. Although I love podcast episodes and blog posts, videos are a powerful way of communicating information. YouTube's, the Edutopia YouTube channel is really diverse in content. They feature case studies where they take you to a school or a classroom and share a success story or strategy. This channel is really designed for educators. The next ones on the list are ones I chose with student viewers in mind. So you can use these videos as research for a new strategy or fact-finding to figure out how to bring a new initiative to your school. Lots of options. How might you use videos from Edutopia's YouTube channel? Choose a video related to a current initiative and share it with your colleagues. If you're running a PLC or PD at your school, you might play it for a group and lead a discussion about what you saw. Alternatively, you might send out the link ahead of time with discussion questions or substitute a face-to-face meeting after school with a discussion in an online forum. This is also a great way to model how you might use videos and discussions with a group of students. Next up is NASA's YouTube channel. Great for students of all ages, NASA's YouTube channel has a large variety of content perfect for cross-curricular exploration. When you head over to their YouTube channel, you'll see a handful of categories. Remember, just search with a keyword or advanced search on YouTube, or go to the show notes for this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast, where you can find the link to NASA's YouTube channel. Although there are lots of great videos and they update their YouTube page frequently, I love the Ask NASA series. Right now, as I'm recording this episode for you, there are 7 videos on this playlist from NASA's YouTube channel, even one with Brad Pitt. I think it's part of a promotion for his new space movie, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm sure I'll check out when it gets onto Netflix or another streaming service. They're all just a few minutes long and tackle questions your students might have around outer space. So how might you use videos from NASA's YouTube channel? Choose a video to inspire student storytellers during a science fiction unit, or one that can drive conversations around inquiry projects in a high school science classroom. You can share the link along with a task or question for students to discuss by posting it in Seesaw, Google Classroom, Schoology, or whatever space you typically use to share online resources. Number 3 on the list is one that regular listeners of the podcast have heard me talk about before, all the way back to episode 3 of the Easy EdTech podcast. I talked about read-aloud videos and teacher guides and referenced the YouTube channel of Storyline Online in that podcast episode. Although they also have an app and a website with all of the videos embedded, Storyline Online has a dedicated YouTube channel too. Now, Storyline Online is definitely designed with an elementary audience in mind. That being said, they do have some read-aloud books with topics related to middle school and high school social studies topics, as well as big ideas like friendship or belonging that might align with goals you have for SEL, social emotional learning curriculum. If you're sharing a read-aloud video from Storyline Online, remember that you can turn on and off closed captioning, like many things on YouTube, and even start the video at a specific time, which is useful if you're revisiting a book or just sharing an excerpt from a book. How might you use videos from Storyline Online's YouTube channel? Choose a video of a book you would typically read aloud to your whole class. Share that link with students who would benefit from hearing the book read and seeing illustrations before a whole class reading activity. This way, they can listen to the book and be better prepared for a traditional read-aloud experience. If you're working with or supporting new teachers, Storyline Online is also a great YouTube channel to recommend to them. They can use this YouTube channel to listen to books they haven't heard of before and expand their knowledge of children's literature. Before we get to number 4 and 5 on the list, here is a quick tip. If you sign into YouTube when searching for these channels, any Google account, like a school email that is also a Google account, you can subscribe to the YouTube channels I mentioned. This is totally optional and completely free, but if you do hit that subscribe button, just like the subscribe button for this podcast, it will give you a notification when there is a new video added to that account. This is a great way for, you know, you to keep track of any YouTube channel that posts content you don't want to miss. Number four on the list of favorite YouTube channels is kind of a two for one. I'm counting it as number four, but there's two here. It is TED, Ed, and TED. Now, TED is the organization behind the popular TED and TEDx talks you'll often see go viral. They feature an expert standing on a stage, sometimes with visuals or a slide deck behind them, and that person shares a story, a big idea, or makes a case for something. These are great for sharing with students, and you can find them on TED's website or straight from their YouTube channel. TED-Ed takes a spin on this and has explainer videos for students. Now, I spoke about explainer videos on episode 2 of the Easy EdTech podcast and some strategies for using them with students. On TED-Ed's YouTube channel, you can find their explainer videos broken down into different categories. One reason I like this is because it makes it easy to find related content. So if you have a student who shows a great deal of interest in a video you shared with them, you can use this feature to find more content for them to explore. How might you use videos from TED or TED-Ed's YouTube channel? Because there are so many videos from TED to choose from, it's a great reminder of the power of curation, strategically handpicking resources to share with students. Head over to YouTube and search with a keyword, but also add TED to your search bar. This can help you find video resources from this user that might be helpful. So far, we've talked about YouTube channels from Edutopia, NASA, Storyline Online, and TED. The final and number five on the list for today is National Geographic. Now, National Geographic, as an organization and media outlet, has been around for a while. They have great content on their website and a fantastic YouTube channel. You'll find videos on their YouTube channel that spotlight life in different parts of the world. Now, I love the variety of content, including their 101 series. With over 100 videos on this playlist, it gives you a quick primer on a variety of subjects. So if you're introducing something totally new to students, this could absolutely come in handy. Or if you've noticed some gaps in student experience as compared to some of their classmates, you might decide to bring in one of these videos for a small group of students or an individual student who you want to have specific background knowledge on a topic. And one thing I definitely love is their 360 content. You can access this straight from YouTube, but I would suggest viewing it on a Chrome web browser, even if you're not on a Chromebook. This way, you open up the 360 video from National Geographic and look in all directions as you and students explore a new space. If you're a member of the Easy EdTech Club, you know how much I love virtual reality without a headset. We did a whole month masterclass all about that in the Easy EdTech Club. So it's definitely one of my favorites, one of my go-to YouTube channels. How might you use videos from National Geographic's YouTube channel? If your students are reading a book with a setting that might be hard for them to picture, do a quick search. If you are introducing geography, landforms, or life cycles to students, look to see what they have on their channel. Or in the math classroom, you might make a connection to how a certain equation relates to a structure or space in a different part of the world, and see if National Geographic has related content to bring this idea to life. Now that we've looked at five favorite YouTube channels, let's make this EdTech easy. First, decide on what type of content you want to share with students. Next, head over to YouTube and search for a user or channel that has that type of content. Then, subscribe to that channel, just like subscribing to a podcast. And finally, share the link to a video with students to explore. If you're listening to this on your phone or computer, take a screenshot of you listening to this episode and share on social media with one takeaway from today or another YouTube channel you'd recommend to teachers. Make sure to tag at Class Tech Tips so I can see what you're most excited about. I'll have something special for you if I see some of those shout outs come through, especially if you've got another YouTube channel you want to add to our list. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way. See you next week with more easy EdTech tips.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech podcast wherever you're listening.